Seminar is a special fellowship.
所以我们有很多特殊的规定。
That is why we have special regulations.
为了让我们这个团契能达到最好的果效。
The purpose is so that we may achieve a maximum effect for this fellowship.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord for that.
因为一个礼拜的这个团契的生活。
We gather here for a week to have fellowship with one another.
很宝贵。
This is a very precious time.
过去了之后也会让我们回味无穷。
And after this, I'm sure we will all miss this seminar.
那白天呢，我们因为年轻的传道，他们开快车，我们都比较紧张一点。
During the day, the younger preachers drive the train very fast, so we tend to be very tense.
晚上大家也累了，我们就。
But this is an evening train, and we're all tired, so we'll drive slowly.
You can
have some rest, if you like, on this train.
首先呢，我要提到说，昨天呢，那个灿灿姐妹问我说，你是怎么读圣经的？
Yesterday, Sister Tan Tan asked me, how do you read the Bible?
怎么圣经会那么熟?
How do you get so familiar with the Bible?
我没有讲话。
I kept quiet.
因为那是秘密。
Because it's a secret.
后来站在姐妹,看我没有讲话,她就跑到一桌去了。
Seeing I was silent, she went to another table.
所以我想,这个秘密还是要公开。
So I should probably tell you the secret.
感谢神，我很喜欢读圣经。
Thank God, I like to read the Bible very much.
从信主的开始就喜欢读圣经。
I love to read the Bible as early as when I first believe in the Lord.
我开始的时候像在念故事书一样。
In the beginning, I read the Bible as if it was a storybook.
受圣灵之后就不一样。
But after I received the Holy Spirit, things changed.
因为 圣灵会带领我们。
This is because the Holy Spirit is our guide.
所以我很高兴。
I was very glad.
因为我以前读圣经不懂。
Formerly, I did not understand the Bible when I read it.
后来受圣灵了。
But after I received the Holy Spirit,
圣经说圣灵会引导我们明白一切的真理。
As the Bible says, the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truths.
我相信主耶稣的话。
And I believe in the words of the Lord.
所以我每一次读圣经一定会求。 圣灵引导我。
So every time I read the Bible, I would always ask the Holy Spirit to guide me.
我会告诉他我要读圣经。
I would tell him I'm about to read the Bible.
求你指教我，带领我。
Please teach me and guide me.
能明白神要对我说的话。
So that I may understand the words that God wants to speak to me.
圣灵真的带领我。
And the Holy Spirit indeed guided me.
开始的时候，因为我那个时候刚刚很单纯。
In the beginning, I was very simple. The Holy Spirit would lead me as I read the Bible. I was very touched. I knew that the Holy Spirit was with me. I knew that He was my best teacher. So I really loved the Holy Spirit. I always converse with the Holy Spirit.
所以当那个时候开始，更喜欢读圣经。
And ever since then, I love to read the Bible even more.
几乎是在学校上课之外，剩下的时间我都尽量读圣经。
Other than when I didn't have to teach classes at school, I always read the Bible.
有时候上午没有课，我就在办公室读圣经。
Sometimes I didn't have to teach in the morning, so I would stay in my office to read the Bible.
我觉得是很好的享受。
I felt it was such a luxury.
因为我喜欢听神讲话。
Because I love to hear the words of God.
因为我读圣经是在听神讲话。
Reading the Bible is listening to the words of God.
每一次都会被神的话感动。
Every time God's word touched me.
当我被神的话感动的时候。
When I was touched by God's words.
我就知道神在对我说话。
I knew that God was talking to me.
如果读了没有什么感觉,
but if I didn't feel anything after reading the Bible,
那些话并不是对我说的。
Then those words were not really meant for me.
当我有感觉的时候
But if I had feelings,
而且是圣灵在里头感动的时候
due to the movement of the Holy Spirit within me,
我就知道神在对我说话。
Then I knew God was speaking to me.
我会把那个话放在心里思想。
And I would keep those words in my heart, and meditate on it.
神就让我明白他的旨意。
And God will help me understand His will.
这个是第一点。
This is the first point.
那么，在读圣经的时候
，As I read the Bible,
我都是站在神。读哪一卷圣经，我也会不同的心情。
I have different feelings when I read different books in the Bible.
比如说，我读保罗的书信。
For example, if I were to read Paul's epistles.
尤其我喜欢读这个提摩太前后书啊，提多书。
One of my favorites are First, Second Timothy, and Titus.
我想要听保罗对我说话。
Then I would think of it as if Paul was speaking to me.
因为我在神学院将来毕业之后要当传道。
After I finished my theological training and was ready to be a pastor.
所以我就对教牧书信呢特别重视。
I pay very close attention to the pastoral epistles.
因为那是保罗啊教训两位传道人的。
Because those epistles were written by Paul to two pastors.
特别对传道人讲话。
The audience was specifically pastors.
每一句话都很宝贵。
Every word was very precious.
所以我会大声念，我都是用早晨啊，爬到楼顶上啊，大声念。
And I would get up early in the morning, go upstairs, and read these epistles out loud.
我要听保罗的声音。
I wanted to hear Paul's voice.
刚好啊，有一次看到一个录影带。
Once by chance, I saw a videotape.
电视上在播出来。
And it was broadcasted on TV.
就是保罗在监狱里面呢，写信给提摩太。
It was about how the Apostle Paul wrote a letter to Timothy while he was in prison.
提摩太后书最后他要离世之前写的。
And the scene focused on the last part of 2 Timothy when Paul was about to leave the world.
他的演员就是在就演保罗就是在监狱里面。
The actor that played Paul was portrayed as being in prison.
他是用讲话的。
And he spoke.
我很感动。
I was very moved by that video.
太感动。
I was so touched.
所以那个印象太深刻。
That left a very deep impression in me.
我感动得没有办法控制自己。
I was so moved, I could not control myself.
从那个时候开始。
Ever since then.
我利用每天早上，我每个星期一定会把教牧书信这样朗读一遍。
Every week, I would read the pastoral epistles once.
就这样反复一直念。
And I kept reading them through and through.
所以。感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
我把全本圣经摩西的五经一次要念几章。
When I read the five books of Moses, I would read a few chapters at a time.
把整本圣经分了好几类。
And I divided the books in the Bible into different categories.
有些是一个月念一次。
Some of them I would read once a month.
有些是一个礼拜念一次。
Some of them once a week.
那当时呢，像箴言、诗篇，都是一个月念一次。
And as for Psalms and Proverbs, I would read them once a month.
那教牧书信呢，是一个礼拜念一次。
And I would read the pastoral epistles once a week.
其他的书信，教会书信呢，一个月念一次。
And as for the epistles to the churches, I would read them once a month.
四福音呢，一个月念一次。
And I also read the four Gospels once a month.
我是这样在念圣经。
That's how I read the Bible.
那念圣经的时候啊，我是在如果四福音的话， 特别就是主耶稣讲的话，我就肃然恭听。
Whenever I read the Gospels, if I come to the words of Jesus, I would receive them with a very solemn attitude.
就像主耶稣对我说话一样。
As if Jesus is speaking to me.
每一次都会被感动。
And every time I'm touched.
因为一旦被感动。
Because as soon as I'm touched.
他就是圣灵在里头啊，已经有反应。
The Holy Spirit is having a response within me.
圣灵已经在里头在教训我。
The Holy Spirit is teaching within me.
因为圣经是这么说的。
Because that's what the Bible says.
是圣灵在教训我们。
It is the Holy Spirit who teaches us.
我们看约翰一书。
Please turn to 1 John.
第二章。
Chapter
2. 约翰一书第二章二十七节。
1 John chapter 2 verse 27.
第二章二十七节。
First John chapter 2 verse 27.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。这里讲得很清楚。
This is very clearly stated.
多好啊。住在我们里面的那个圣灵，就是主的恩膏。
How wonderful it is that we have this anointing, the Holy Spirit that abides in
us. 我们要靠这个恩膏来教训我们。
And we need to be taught by this anointing.
就是最完美的。
This is the best form of teaching.
最可靠的。
This is the most reliable.
所以要按照这个恩膏的教训住在主里面。
So let us abide in him, in the Lord, through this anointing.
对我时常都是要听圣灵的教训。
So I constantly strive to listen to the teachings of the Holy Spirit.
面到有一些好像比较困难的地方。
If I come across some difficult passages,
我就放在心里啊，请教他。
I would store these passages in my heart and ask the Holy Spirit.
怎么样请教他?
How do I ask him questions?
圣灵在我里面。
The Holy Spirit is within me.
我就把这个话放在我里面。
I just store these words in my heart.
反复思想。
And keep meditating on it.
圣灵就会指教我。
And the Holy Spirit will teach me in the process.
有时候，忽然就通了。
Sometimes I would suddenly understand the passage.
祷告中就想就明白了。
During the prayer, I sometimes come to a clear understanding.
有时候在读圣经的时候，又看到明白。
Or sometimes as I'm reading the Bible, I suddenly become enlightened.
圣灵是这样在指教我的。
This is how the Holy Spirit teaches me.
因为主耶稣是这么说的。
This is what the Lord Jesus said.
我们看约翰福音十四章。
Please read John chapter 14.
二十六节
，verse 26。
约翰福音十四章二十六节
，John 14 verse 26。
二十六节说：“但保惠师，就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。”主耶稣应许，保惠师真理的圣灵啊，要。
The Lord Jesus promised that the Counselor, the Holy Spirit of Truth, will live in us.
那保惠师奉差遣来住在我们里面，他重要的就是要指教我们一切的事情。
And an important work of this Holy Spirit that lives in us is to teach us the important things of God.
所以一切的事情我都会请教他，因为他要指教我们。
Therefore, I will consult the Holy Spirit in everything because He is here to teach me.
他还说要让我们想起主耶稣对我们所说的话。
Jesus also said He will bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you.
当时的门徒是亲自听主耶稣讲话。
At that time, the disciples listened to Jesus' words directly.
那现在我们从哪里听话?
Today, how do we listen to Jesus' words?
就是读圣经。
We have to read the Bible.
那个话已经写在圣经了。
All the words are written in the Bible.
我就练啊，大声练，我就听啊。
I will read the words aloud and listen to the words as I read them.
他会让我想起来。
And the Holy Spirit will help me remember.
所以我讲道理的时候为什么会换来换去，因为他让我想起来说在接下来换这一节这样。
When I deliver a sermon, how do I know which verse to turn to next? Because the Holy Spirit will tell me which verse to turn to.
所以我都是讲完道之后再写讲章。
So I usually write my sermon notes after I deliver my sermon.
因为事先我不晓得怎么写。
Because before then, I wouldn't know how to write the notes.
讲完了我就会把它写出来。
And after I deliver the sermon, I will write them down.
这个是圣灵给我的。
Because I received them from the Holy Spirit.
这个是不同的地方。
This is what is different.
这个秘密啊，现在告诉你们。
I've told you my secret.
这个靠圣灵，其实就是这样，很简单。
So that's, it's as simple as that. Just trust in the Holy Spirit.
上个礼拜我在尔湾教会。
Last week I was in Irvine Church.
早上起来看到有一位执事呢在饭厅里面读。看圣经。
When I got up in the morning, I saw a deacon reading the Bible in the dining hall.
那我进去，因为他一个人在里面。
I went into the dining hall. He was all alone.
我看到他读了经，哇，一直在擦眼泪，哇。
And I saw that as he was reading, he kept wiping away his tears.
我知道他被感动。
And I knew that he was touched by the words.
我了解他的心。
I could relate to how he felt.
他听到神的话。
He had heard the words of God.
这个被感动的话呢，它会永存在心里。
When you're touched by the words of God, those words will remain in you forever.
这个就是读圣经，其实没有什么秘诀。
So there is really no other secret to reading the Bible.
今天呢，感谢神。
We thank God.
我们有这个圣经可以看。
Today we have the Bible that we can read.
以前的选民和以前的使徒时代的信徒都靠听的。
The chosen people and the believers in the apostolic church could only hear the word of God.
听了之后就存在心里。
And after listening to the words, they store them in their hearts.
怎么这么厉害？
How could they do it?
其实不是他们厉害。
It wasn't because they were very smart.
住在他们里面的圣灵厉害。
But rather, it was the Holy Spirit that dwelt in them that made it possible.
因为他们真正用圣灵把所听到的神的话听进去了。
Because through the help of the Holy Spirit, they were able to absorb the words that they heard.
那会在里面的圣灵会把它吸收了，而且在你的心里运行。
The Holy Spirit within us can absorb the words and put them to work.
因为那是用信心听神的话。
And this is the way to receive the word of God through faith.
就会产生这个果效。
And you will see the result.
我们看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第二章。
Please turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
十三节。
Verse 13.
第二章十三节。
Chapter 2, verse 13.
说为此我们也不住地感谢神，因为你们听见我们所传神的道就领受了，不以为是人的道，乃以为是神的道。这道实在是神的，并且运行在你们信的人心中。保罗不住地在感谢神。
Paul continuously gave thanks to God.
这个帖撒罗尼迦教会啊，保罗传福音的时候在那里遇到很大的逼迫，所以很快传福音给他们接受受洗了，他们很快就离开了，根本没有时间去牧养他们。
When Paul preached in Thessalonica, he met with great persecutions. Therefore, right after establishing the church, he had to leave the area immediately.
所以保罗非常担心挂念帖撒罗尼迦教会。
Therefore, Paul was very anxious and worried about the church in Thessalonica.
我们看这个二章十七节。
Chapter 2, verse 17.
说弟兄们，我们暂时与你们离别，是面目离别啊，心却不离别。我们极力的想法子，很愿意再见你们的面。所以这里你看保罗，这个不得已被，好像这个孩子还在吃奶，母亲就被迫离开小孩一样的心情。
Here Paul was writing as if he was like a nursing mother that had to be pulled away from her infant.
所以第三节第三章第一节说
Chapter 3 verse 1
说我们不能再忍了，就愿意独自留在雅典，打发我的兄弟 在福音上与我同工的提多啊,
Verse 2
到你们那里去，坚固你们。 便要在所信的道上劝勉你们，这个是保罗，你应该急得不得了，赶快没有办法再忍了，就才提多，赶快去到帖撒罗尼迦教会去。
Paul was burning with anxiety, and when he could no longer endure it, he quickly sent Timothy to see them.
提多去了以后，回来了。After
Timothy went and returned,
这第五节说，为此。 我既不能再忍就打发人去，要晓得你们的信心如何。
Verse 5 says, When I could no longer endure it, I sent to know your faith.
有没有被人诱惑了?
Lest you are tempted.
那第六节说，但提摩太刚从你们那里回来啊, 将你们的信心和爱心的好消息报给我们。
Timothy came back and reported news of their faith and love.
又说你们常常纪念我们，切切想念我们。
And that they had good remembrance of Paul and greatly desiring to see him.
所以保罗说，我们在一切的患难苦困苦患难之中，因你们的信心得到安慰。
Seventh, in all our affliction and distress, we were comforted concerning you by your faith.
这个怎么来的？
How was this possible?
就是神的道，他们听了这个道，就存在心里，运行在他们心中。
This came about because when they heard the word of God, the Holy Spirit worked within them.
所以他们的这种信心呢，就成为了众教会的榜样。
That is why their faith became an example to all the other churches.
我相信这个话。
And I believe in these words.
听了就在了，就存在了。
After he heard the words were kept in their hearts.
是这个跟在一般世上念书不一样的。
This is different from reading books or studying in the world. We must believe in the words of the Bible. We must believe in the Holy Spirit.
靠我们说要怎么记，怎么记，这个太困难了。
If you have to rely on your own memorization skills, that is too difficult.
但是有圣灵在里头，那就太容易了嘛。
But we have the Holy Spirit in us, it is so easy.
只要我们相信。
We just need to believe.
它就会产生这个功效。
And he will make it happen.
所以你们这几天在这里学习啊，不要伤脑筋哦。So
as you learn the Bible these few days here, don't hurt your brain. Just trust the Holy Spirit.
如果你一直伤脑筋啊，你就会打瞌睡了。If
you work your brains too hard, you'll doze off.
如果你用圣灵，哇，精神会越来越好，因为圣灵会感动啊，你怎么睡得着？睡不着了。
Instead, trust in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will continue to move in you so that you cannot even fall asleep.
读圣经会睡着，就是因为圣灵在睡嘛。
Sometimes we doze off when we read the Bible because the Holy Spirit is dozing off in us.
那为什么圣灵在我们里头会睡着了？
Why is the Holy Spirit asleep in us?
因为他无聊嘛。
Because he is bored.
一天到晚没有人要来请教，哇！这个真太无聊了。He's
so bored because nobody ever consults him.
这样的老师一定会睡觉的吧？一定会睡觉。Any
teacher like that will fall asleep.
他不用休息，你尽量没有关系，找他尽量让他忙得不得了，没有关系的。But
the Holy Spirit never gets tired, so don't worry about bothering him too much.
感谢神，其实就是这个秘诀了哈。That
is the secret.
现在公开了。
Now it's no longer a secret.
言归正传，我们看以弗所书。Let's
now turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书这一次啊，我们训练部要来跟大家分享这个以弗所书跟哥罗西书。The
training department assigned me to teach Ephesians and Colossians.
那这个。 这两封书信呢，都是保罗在监狱里面写的书信。Both
of these epistles were written by Paul while he was in prison.
那我先 t 提到这个，这个是书信，好像就所以我们读保罗的这个书信的时候，就像你在看朋友写来的信一样的。
Because these were letters, we can read them as if we're reading a letter from a friend.
那现在不同的就是，保罗写给我们的信。
But the only difference is that the writer is Paul.
那你就跟看信一样的吗？
Just read it as if it's a letter.
朋友来信的时候，我们看了一遍，哇，开始看完了。
When you receive a letter from a friend, you read it through.
有时候哇，你都知道他在说什么。
And you understand what your friend is saying.
有时候你还有一些不太清楚，再看一遍。
Sometimes some words may not be very obvious, may be very clear, so you have to read them again.
还有那个不大明白的地方，再看一遍。
If you are not very sure about some parts, you have to read them over.
大概就差不多了。
And that's about it.
我都是用看信的，看信。你这个是信吗？
So I would read these books as if I'm reading letters because they're actually letters.
如果保罗把他的博士论文呢寄给我们，那糟糕了。
If Paul were to send us his PhD dissertation, then we would be in trouble.
那我们就要伤脑筋了。
Then we will really have to work our brains.
有没有人读信读得伤脑筋的？
Does anybody hurt their brains reading a letter?
我看没有吧。
I don't think so.
因为他既然写信给我，一定是要让我们懂，我们听懂的话。
Our friend writes us a letter because he or she wants us to understand the words.
父亲要写信给儿子。
If a father writes a letter to his son,
父亲是文学家。
He may be a scholar.
我是练古文的。
A classical scholar.
正面就写古文，哇，书记儿子接到莫名其妙。
But if he writes in a classical language, the son would not understand what he's saying.
会吗？
Would he do that? No, he wouldn't.
我们的天父会吗？
Will our Heavenly Father do
that?
绝
对不会。
Of course not.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
每一句话都是我们听懂的话。
Every word he writes to us is something we can understand.
我是这样的心情在念圣经。
It is with this mindset that I read the Bible.
所以我就是一读，读不，哎，再一次，再念看一次。
So I will read them once and then read them again.
看了之后我知道他在告诉我什么。
Then I would get the points that he wants to convey.
哇，很高兴。
Then I'm very glad.
他要我知道什么？第一个。
First, I want to find out what he wants me to know. Then I will write them down.
三、四、五，这些是他要我知道的。
Point by point, these are the things he wants me to know.
还有他要我做什么？
Then I ask, what does he want me to
want me to do?
And I will write them down point by point.
我懂了。
Then I get it.
我知道了，我存在心里。
After I know them, I store them in my heart.
我该做了，我要去行。
And for the things that he wants me to do, I would do them.
就没有什么。
It's really as simple as that.
所以今天我们要来学这个，要看那个以弗所书、哥罗西书，是一样的。
So the same applies to our study of Ephesians and Colossians.
就是用这样的心情来读保罗的信。
It's with this attitude and mindset that we read his letters.
好，那么以弗所书啊，保罗到底要告诉我们什么？
What is Paul telling us in Ephesians?
这个以弗所书可以说是保罗啊建立教会的蓝图。
Ephesians can be considered the blueprint for Paul to establish church.
他在写以弗所书的时候，他心目中就是有一个基督的心腹、荣耀的教会。
When he wrote Ephesians, what was in his mind was the glorious bride of Christ, the church.
他要将这个奥秘用最清楚的话写出来。
He wanted to explain the mystery using the simplest terms.
而每一句话都是我们懂的。
And every word is something we can understand.
因为我们有圣灵在里头。
Because we have the Holy Spirit in us.
他是圣灵在他里面写的。
He wrote these words through the Holy Spirit that was in him.
同样写给圣灵住在里面的圣徒。
And he wrote to believers who also had the Holy Spirit in them.
他说灵对灵说话，那也不懂啊。
When the Holy Spirit speaks to the Holy Spirit, how can there be any misunderstanding?
所以今天呢，我们应该用圣灵来领受。
So today, we should also receive these words with the Holy Spirit.
我们就会知道保罗在说什么。
then we will understand what Paul is telling us.
所以我一直读这个以弗所书，我越读越喜欢它。
The more I read Ephesians, the more I fall in love with it.
因为我当传道要建立教会。
As a pastor, my responsibility is to build up a church.
牧养教会的在教务书信里头啊，很清楚。
And there are many instructions in the pastoral epistles concerning pastoral work in the church.
但是建立教会啊，都要看以弗所书的。
But as for establishing the church, I need to read Ephesians.
哦，那个结果一样都是非常完美。
If I do that, the end result is always very beautiful.
所以这个以弗所书啊，它分为上下两半啊。Ephesians
can be divided into two parts.
但第一章到第三章啊，它告诉我们啊，这个教会的奥秘。
Verses chapters 1 through 3 are about the mystery of the church.
他告诉我们什么是教会。
He tells us what is the church.
我们要真的认识教会。
So that we may know the church.
就是我们要知道的。
This is something he wants us to know.
但这个知道不是用人的智慧。
But this knowledge is not obtained through human wisdom.
需要借着神的灵。
But through the Spirit of God.
那么第四章到第六章
Chapters 4 through 6
就是要我们去做的
Are the things he wants us to do
我们在行事为人在生活上我们该怎么样表现出荣耀的教会
In our daily lives How should we conduct ourselves as the glorious church
就分为这两部分
These are the two parts to Ephesians
那有所说啊 我们看它就是有一个特色
Ephesians has a unique characteristic
一开头啊，他就写信给在基督里面的那些有忠心的人
In the beginning, Paul wrote to those who are faithful in Christ
所以写信的对象就是在圣徒就是在基督里面有忠心的这些人
The readers are the saints and the faithful in Christ Jesus
那你现在要来念以弗所书
And now you are going to read Ephesians.
你先要站在我是在基督里有忠心的人这个对象。
You need to first put yourself in the shoes of someone who is faithful in Christ Jesus.
如果不是的话，那可能就不一定了。If
you don't, then the message may not apply.
很多话好像跟我没什么关系。Because
a lot of the teachings will be irrelevant to you.
如果你是在基督里有忠心的人。
But if you are a faithful in Christ Jesus, then every word applies to you. Then you will have an easier time understanding the message.
所以他全书啊，从开始一直到最后，都是用在基督里面这个为主题啊，这样一路这样到底。
Throughout the epistle, you can see a thread that centers on being in Christ.
所以我稍微把它列下来，你们有时间可以看。
I have listed them for you, which you can read on your own.
然后再思想它这个意义，把它连串起来，你就知道哇，有所说在讲什么。
When you connect all these verses together and think about them, you will understand the main message.
这些都是今天我们在基督里面的每一个信徒。 都应当知道，而且应当去遵守的。
All of these are things that we need to do, need to know and to do.
我们看现在看内容的分析。Well,
now look at the analysis of the content.
就完全根据保罗以弗所书里面所写的话，把它做一下整理，让我们容易懂。
This is completely organized around the words of Paul to help us understand.
写信的人是保罗。
Paul was the author.
那受信的人在以弗所的圣徒。
And the recipient were the epistle saints in Ephesus.
他有说明说就是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人。
Those who are faithful in Christ Jesus.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
我们看以弗所书
Please turn to Ephesians
第一章的第十五节
Chapter 1 verse 15
什么在什么叫做在基督耶稣里有忠心的人
？Who are those who are faithful in Jesus Christ？
十五节说：“我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒。”
After I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints，
他听见了我有所教会。现在呢，他们不但是对主耶稣有信心，他并且呢，对众圣徒都遵守主耶稣的命令，彼此相爱。
Paul heard that the believers in Ephesus not only have faith in the Lord Jesus, but also obeyed Jesus by loving all the saints.
这个叫做在基督里有忠心的人。
These are the faithful in Christ Jesus.
为什么保罗这么说？
Why did Paul put it this way?
他是根据什么？
On what basis did he say it this way?
你们知道吗？
Do you know?
他根据什么这样讲？
On what basis did he say these words?
一定要有根据啊，不能随便乱讲。
He always has a sound basis for what he says.
我们看约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
约翰一书。
1 John.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
第三章二十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 23.
神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名，并且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。神的命令就是这么简单。
This is how simple God's commandment is.
相信。
Believe.
啊，耶稣基督是神的儿子。
Believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
并且按照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
And love one another as he gave us commandment.
这个就是在基督里有忠心的人。
This is what it means to be faithful in Christ Jesus.
今天我们讲说叫真信徒。
These are what we call true believers.
真的耶稣的门徒。
True disciples of Jesus.
主耶稣对他的门徒说。
Jesus said to his disciples.
你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。
If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples.
他的道是什么？
What is the word of Jesus?
就是他的命令。
His commandments.
你们要彼此相爱。
Love one another.
这个就是我的命令。
This is my commandment.
所以你们如果有彼此相爱的心，人家就认出你们是我的门徒了。
By this, all will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
那这样就可以成为主耶稣的朋友啊。
And I will call you my friend.
朋友是最忠心的，我看。
Friends are most loyal to one another.
我们看约翰福音十五章。
Let's read John chapter 15.
如果我们喜欢做主耶稣的朋友，
if we like to be the friend of Jesus,
那就这么简单吗？
This is all it takes.
在基督里要做有忠心的人。
We need to be faithful in Christ Jesus.
我们看十五章。
John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章。
Chapter 15.
十四节。
Verse 14.
十四节。
Verse 14.
你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。
You are my friends if you do whatever I command you.
我们不敢随便说啊，耶稣是我的朋友，我们不敢。
We are afraid to say Jesus is my friend.
至少我自己我不敢。
At least I am afraid to say that.
他永远是我的主。
He is always my Lord.
他非常爱我，没有错，但是他还是我的主。
He loves me very much, but he is still my Lord.
那是他要称我做他的朋友。
But he can call me his friend.
我不敢说，我称他做我的朋友。
But I dare not call him my friend.
我没有这么大的胆量。
I don't have the guts.
但是我喜欢他称我做他的朋友。
But I like him to call me his friend.
我对主耶稣说，我很喜欢。
And I tell Jesus, I really like to be his friend.
因为朋友啊，他就会告诉我。
If I am his friend, he would tell me.
朋友的一个就是忠啊，忠。
The unique quality of a friendship is loyalty.
还没有信主以前呢。
Or faithfulness.
我是最重视朋友。 我的朋友永远是我的朋友，不管他怎么样。
I used to have friends, and I friends that I was very loyal to.
不会改变的。
And I would never change my loyalty.
一旦成为我的朋友，他终身就是我的朋友。
If somebody was my friend, he would be friend for life.
主耶稣，我们跟主也是一样的。
This is how it should be between us and the Lord.
你说要对主耶稣至死忠心呢，那就要做他的朋友。
If you want to be faithful to the Lord unto death, you need to be his friend.
所以主耶稣喜欢称我们做他的朋友。
Jesus likes us to be his friends.
但是一个条件，我们遵守他的命令，他所吩咐的。
There is a condition, and that is we do whatever he commands us.
感谢神。所以我们对主耶稣所吩咐的，一定要很喜欢。
Therefore, we need to gladly obey Jesus' commandments.
那主耶稣啊，就称我们做他的朋友。
Then he will call us his friends.
我们怎么知道主耶稣称我们做他的朋友？
How do we know that Jesus has called us his friend?
主耶稣说呢，我什么话都跟你说了。
Jesus said, I have told you everything.
天父告诉我，我都告诉你们了。
Whatever the Father has told me, I have told you too.
所以像亚伯兰被称为神的朋友。
Abraham was called a friend of God.
他不敢说神，你是我的朋友，他不敢。
He never dares say to God, God, you are my friend.
但是神呢，称他做朋友。
But God called Abraham his friend.
因为他对神很忠心。
Because Abraham was loyal to God.
所以神说，我要做的事情，如果隐瞒亚伯拉罕，我对不起他。
That's why God said, how can I hide this from Abraham?
所以一定要告诉他。
He had to tell Abraham.
而且第一手的，不能第二。
And it was a first-hand information, not second-hand.
如果别人先知道，你是好朋友不，不够朋友，你这个人不够朋友。
If you ever find out something from indirectly about your friend from someone else, then you will scold. Then your friend will say.
你看你得了好消息，第一个打电话打给谁
？Then you will say to your friend, "How come you didn't tell me directly?"
一定是最忠心朋友。
A true friend.Would confide in one another first.
所以有时候一些信息，人家都不知道。一看，哇，你们这为什么都知道？因为他们那个朋友，那个是死党，他们就叫死党。哇，一下子有什么信息，唰，什么都知道。
So best friends always get the news first.
那句话很有意思，死党就是说到死才会解散。
There's a Chinese term that calls best friends friends unto death.
至死忠心的朋友，真的是这样。
They are faithful to each other unto death.
所以今天呢，我们如果被称为主的朋友，太好。
Today, if we are truly called the friends of Jesus, that would indeed be wonderful.
天父告诉主耶稣的，他会借着圣灵，他会告诉我们的，会告诉我们。
Whatever the Heavenly Father tells Jesus, He will also tell us through the Holy Spirit.
我们看约翰福音十五章十六章。
Let's read John chapter 16.
十六章
，Chapter 16，
从十三节看
，Verse 13，
说只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把所听见的都说出来，并且要把将来的事告诉你们。十四节
，14，
他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。好，你看这个圣灵来就是这样。
This is what the whole.What it's like to have the Holy Spirit.
如果我们是他的朋友
If we are his friends,
那主耶稣告诉他的，他就告诉我们。
He will tell us whatever Jesus tells him.
把他从主耶稣听见的全部都告诉我们。
He will tell us everything that he has heard from Jesus.
所以要跟他做好朋友。
So let us be friends with Jesus.
听他的话。
Let us listen to him.
所以圣经说，凡被神的灵引导，都是神的儿女。
That's why the Bible says, whoever is guided by the Holy Spirit are the children of God.
感谢神。
Thank God.
因为我喜欢做他的朋友。
I like to be Jesus' friend.
我很乐意听他的话。
I love to obey him.
好像大卫一样。
Just like David.
他喜欢听，喜欢遵守神的旨意。
He delighted in listening and obeying.
所以他很喜欢听神的话。
Listening to and obeying God's word.
神也很喜欢跟他说话。
And God also loved to converse with David.
就是这样。
And that's what it's all about.
就叫做朋友嘛。
That is friendship.
所以今天只要我们能够跟圣灵有这样的关系,
if we're able to have this relationship with the Holy Spirit,
我相信圣经的话它引导我们明白一切的真理。
I believe the Holy Spirit will teach us to understand all truths in the Bible.
所以你先要成为这样的人, 那你来读这个信就很清楚了。
So if you are faithful in Christ Jesus, then it will be easy for you to understand this letter.
我今天所了解就是他告诉我的。
And whatever I understand is based on what he tells me.
不是从任何其他看来的, 也不是听来的, 没有, 完全没有。
I did not borrow it from anywhere else.
都是从圣灵来的。
This is all from the Holy Spirit.
接下来我们再看。 看下去。
Let's keep going.
我们先把这个立场看好了，把自己定位在这个受信者。
So let's first position ourselves as the recipient.
然后我们就看他告诉我们什么。
Now let's look at what he wants to tell us.
我们现在看第三节。
Verse
3. 第三节，在这里感谢神。
Paul gave thanks to God.
为什么感谢神?
Why did he give thanks to God?
那我们要第三节说，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ?
有没有发现这里说我们 主耶稣基督的父神。
Did you notice the expression the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ?
第二节那里又说,
and in verse 2,
从神就我们的父和主耶稣基督。
From God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
那第三节又说, 是我们主耶稣基督的父神。
But verse 3 says God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这样的称呼啊, 怎么去把它连接在一起?
How do you put these two together?
神是我们的父。
God is our Father.
神是众人的父。
He is the Father of all.
也是主耶稣基督的父。
And He is also the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他是同一位神。
It is the same God.
因为主耶稣他成为神的儿子来。
This is because Jesus Christ came as the Son of God.
他救赎我们。
He came to redeem us.
今天我们都在主耶稣基督里面。
Today we are all in Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督的父神,
the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
就是我们的父神,
is our Father.
因为我们在基督里面。
Because we are in Christ.
那么保罗一开始就告诉我们。
From the very beginning, Paul tells us,
这位父神啊, 他在基督里面赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
That God and, God and our Father has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
这个就是主耶稣基督要承受的。
And this is what is given to the Lord Jesus.
也就是神的儿子要承受的。
It is to be inherited by the sons of God.
神只有一个独生子可以承受这个福气。
God has only one begotten son who can, is able, who has the right to inherit this.
就是耶稣基督。
And he is Jesus Christ.
今天啊, 我们受洗都披戴基督。
Today, we who have been baptized are clothed with Christ.
都是在神的独生子里面。
We are all in the only begotten Son.
所以我们要承受神天上一切属灵的福气。
Therefore, we will also inherit all the spiritual blessings in the heavenly places.
所以神所有的一切将来都是给我们的。
All that now belongs to God will be ours.
那这些福气啊是怎么来的?
Where did these blessings come from?
我们看第四节。
Verse 4.
下面就是, 就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们。
Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world.
在还没有创立世界以前, 神已经计划了。
God had already planned it before the foundation of the world.
要在基督里面来拣选我们，赐给我们这个福气。
To choose us in Christ and give us these blessings.
那神的拣选，第一，要使我们先使我们圣洁。
God chose us, first of all, so that we may be holy.
在神面前成为圣洁没有瑕疵就是蒙神称义的意思
And without blame, this means being justified by God.
有一点瑕疵就不能称义
If you still have a little blemish, then you are not truly justified.
既然蒙神称义就是没有成为圣洁没有瑕疵
And since we're justified, we are considered holy and without blame.
圣徒是完全的
Saints are perfect.
在神看他是完全的
In God's eyes, they are perfect.
因为基督的血洒在他身上。
Because the blood of Christ covers him.
这个也是我们要了解的。
This is something we should understand.
往往我们看圣徒呢，你缺点这么多，也缺点这么多。
When we often look at other saints and say they have so many shortcomings.
我们没有看到他的完美。
But we forget about their perfection.
都是新造的人，旧的都过去了，你要把它挖出来。
We are new creation. The old things have passed. How can you dig out the old things again?
所以当我们在看外貌批评或者论断弟兄的时候你要注意哦神会瞪你眼睛。
So if we judge or criticize our brothers, according to appearance, we must be careful because God will frown on you.
千万不可以哦。
Don't do that.
保罗以前看错了哦。
Paul used to do that.
后来说我不敢了，我以后不敢了。这样。
And he learned his lesson and dared not to do it again.
所以他爱众圣徒，哪一个人软弱我不软弱，哪一个人跌倒我不着急。你看。
He had learned to love every saint. That's why he said, "Who has stumbled and I do not burn inwardly."
因为他写这个圣经，他明白了。
He wrote these words. He understood.
所以我们不要用外貌啊看弟兄姐妹。
So let's no longer judge one another by appearance.
哎呀，不完全，这里不完全，那里不完全。
And keep pointing fingers at people's imperfection.
世上没有完全的人。
Nobody is perfect in the
world. 只有在基督里才有。
But we are perfect in Christ.
今天我既然在基督里。
Today I am in Christ.
我把基督穿上了。
I have put on Christ.
你还把我掀开，还把我里面那个挖出来，我看。
Why do you take away my garment and still try to point at my fault?
你说这样主耶稣受得了吗?
Do you think Jesus can take that?
我不敢。
I wouldn't dare to do it.
如果我们爱主，我们就不敢。
If we love the Lord, we wouldn't do that.
如果这个道理懂啊，你圣经很多人就会懂了。
If you understand this truth, you will understand a lot of things in the Bible.
很容易懂，很容易接受。
And you'll be able to quickly understand and accept the teachings.
尤其你看这约翰一书啊，你就更清楚。
This is true, especially when you read 1 John.
为什么我们彼此相爱，爱神的心就完全了，完全了。
Why is it that when we love one another, our love in God is perfected?
这个道理你就很容易明白了。
You will understand this truth.
所以今天如果我们抓到这个，哇，感谢神，我们真的幸福快乐。
If we're able to grasp this concept, then we'll always be very glad.
神已经在基督里面使我们成为圣洁没有瑕疵的。
In Christ, God has already made us holy and without blame.
然后呢，第五节。
Verse 5.
又因爱我们，就按着自己旨意所喜悦的预定我们，借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分。
Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will.
真的吗?
Is this true?
看加拉太书。
Let's read Galatians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第四章第六节。
Verse 6.
第四章第六节。
Chapter 4, verse 6.
你们既为儿子,神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心,呼叫。阿巴父。
And because you are sons, God sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father.
我们说我们是神的儿子。
We say we are sons of God.
那是凭什么?
On what basis can we claim that?
儿子的灵。
We have the Spirit of the adoption of sons.
我们肉身啊，是我们有肉身的父亲。
We have our earthly fathers.
我们灵有灵的父亲。
Yeah, we also have spiritual father. Have a spiritual father.
如果按照我们人，我们灵已经犯罪了。
We as human beings had sinned against God.
罪人的父亲是谁
？Who is the father of sinners?
魔鬼。
The devil.
主耶稣说：“你们是魔鬼的儿子。”
Jesus said, "You are sons of the devil."
约翰一书第五章十九节说，我们知道我们是属神的，因为我们从神生的，全世界都伏在魔鬼的权下。
First John says, we are the children of God. We know that we are born of God, and the whole world is under the hands of the evil one.
今天我们怎么能称灵这位属灵的神为我们的父？
Today, why can we call this spiritual father our father? Spiritual God our father.
儿子的灵进到我们里面去。
Because the spirit of the son has come into our heart.
儿子就是耶稣基督啊。
The son is Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣基督的灵进到我们里面去。
The spirit of Jesus Christ has come into our heart.
就呼叫神阿爸父。
That's why we can call God Abba Father.
所以这个父子的关系就建立起来。
That's how this father and son relationship is established.
开始的时候要穿上这个独生子的衣服啊，穿上去，披带穿上去。
Initially, we put on the garment the, and our clothes with Christ.
好像雅各啊，去接受长子的祝福啊，他就穿那一件长子的衣裳，那件长子的衣服。
Just like Jacob, when he went to receive the blessings as the firstborn, he had to first put on the garment.
父亲跟他祝福啊，就闻到那个长子的衣服上的香气。哦，我儿子相信父，我福气就下来。
When his father smelled the scent of the garment of the firstborn, he started to bless him.
虽然这个声音是雅各的声音，没有关系。
Even though the voice was Jacob's voice,
我们的声音还是我们的声音呢。
When we speak, we still use our own voice.
雅各的声音呢？
We still have the voice of Jacob.
没关系啊，一扫的时候还有这个衣服，长子的衣服，好，祝福了。
But that's okay. Because we feel like the firstborn, since we are wearing the garment of the firstborn, then we will receive the blessings.
你不要到神面前去把衣服脱掉，糟糕了。
Don't take off the garment before God, you'll be in trouble.
那就得不到祝福了。
You won't be blessed.
一定要穿好。
You must put on the garment.
一定会蒙福。
Then you will definitely be blessed.
虽然还是雅各的声音没有关系。
Even though you may still have the voice of Jacob,
你不用担心的哈。
Don't worry.
已经是儿子在里面在祷告。
We have the spirit of the Son in us to pray.
哦，第六节。
Verse six.
看回来这个第六节，如所说第三节。
Ephesians chapter 1:6.
是要使他荣耀的恩典得到称赞。
To the praise of the glory of His grace.
这个恩典就在爱子里面赐给我们的。
By which he made us accepted in the beloved.
所以你看，我们外面已经披戴了儿子耶稣基督的这个衣服啊。
Outwardly, we have been clothed with Jesus Christ.
哦，里面又儿子的灵就进到我们里面去。
Inwardly, we have the indwelling of the spirit of the Son.
那真的就是神的儿子了，真的不是假的，真的。
Then we are truly.
里里外外都是真的。
We are truly, in substance, the sons of God.
那儿子就是有父亲的形象，要荣耀他的父亲。
The son carries the image of the father, and he glorifies his father.
神就照他的形象样式照他的儿子。
God created his son according to his image and likeness.
感谢神，这个就是蒙神拣选。
This is what it means to be chosen.
所得到的就是这样。
This is what we receive as the chosen ones of God.
那第七节底下就是说，这个是我们怎么神怎么样赐给我们这样大的恩典。
Starting from verse 7, it describes in more detail how God allows us to have such a great blessing.
第七节啊。
Verse 7.
说我们借这个爱子的血啊，得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免。首先谈到基督的血。
In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. So the first thing is the death of Jesus Christ.
所以十字架上这个基督的血，这个是很关键，这个是没有这个血，没有不可能，就得不到，什么都得不到。
The blood that Jesus shed on the cross is the key. Without it, we cannot have any of the blessings.
那这个就是神的创世以前他就计划好的，他就丰富的恩典要赐给我们。
And this abundant grace that he wants to give us had already been foreordained.
那为要赐给我们这个恩典，成就今天我们所得到这个恩典。
And in order to accomplish and make it possible for us to receive this blessing.
神是怎么做的？
We can see what God went through.
看第八节啊,
Verse 8.
我们就会感恩不尽啊。
We will be very thankful when we read this.
这个恩典是神用诸般的智慧聪明充充足足赏给我们。
Which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence.
诸般的智慧就神所有的智慧都动用了聪明都动用了。
All wisdom and prudence, God made use of all the wisdom that he had.
你看,充充足足地赏给我们。
And he made it abound toward us.
保罗明白这个大真理。
Paul knew this truth.
所以你念那个罗马书第八章啊,三十五节以下,你就看,那种爱在基督里面,神的爱在基督里面,这个神的爱何等坚强,何等的完美。
So when you read Romans chapter 8, starting from 35, you can see how firm, how strong and perfect the love of Christ is.
那就怎么安排的?
How was this planned?
按照自己所定的主意怎么安排的? 从创世纪第一章看到最后一章就知道怎么安排的。
According to the purpose of God, and this plan can be found in the scriptures starting from Genesis chapter 1.
很容易就得来了吗?不容易啊。
And this was not this involved a great price.
这个就是神的智慧聪明。
This is God's wisdom and prudence.
我们学习圣经就会更了解神的主观的智慧聪明。
The more we study the Bible, the more we will have a clear understanding of God's wisdom and prudence.
感谢神，我们晚上讲到这里。
Thank God, we'll end our message this evening here.
同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.